Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
Our focus on the seed money charities for the month continues. Charities that have received small donations from the profits from my book, Stories from the Mohawk Valley. And we also talk about them and try to encourage you to support these worthwhile causes. We're on the line right now with Janine Robitaille, who is with the Interfaith Partnership for the Homeless in Albany. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Janine Robitaille and her organization, Interfaith Partnership for the Homeless, have partnered, as they say, with, and I think it's called the Amsterdam Homeless Committee. And maybe just bring us up to a date on what's happened. For a couple of years, the local volunteers and your organization have been able to operate a temporary homeless shelter?
Yeah, it's starting actually last year, I was called to help because there was a homeless problem with no service providers able to put a homeless shelter together. So I was called to just help establish what we can do, how we can do it, and that came in like December, I think, of last year. And then we kind of got a temporary shelter put up for like 2 months. We had a donation of money, and we decided let's just do something. It was a really bad winter, as we know, not this past winter, but the winter before, and we just wanted to make sure that no one froze. So for 2 months, we ran a shelter strictly through volunteers and one paid staff just to help people who needed help for that, 2 month period. Out of that, we decided that there really was a need, and we, as Interfaith, stepped in to say we would oversee a shelter out in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm. So that was not this past winter, but the winter before. Was there not a shelter this past winter as well?
This past winter, then we opened a shelter in November, and then we ran it for, I think it was 6 months. We just closed it like 2 weeks ago. We recognized that there was a need. We got a building and staffed it full, all 24/7. And then as the warmer months really started approaching and the fact that we did not have a harsh winter, our numbers were high, and then they started dropping down towards the warmer months. So we decided that we would just close it and then reopen in the late fall just to help get through the cold winter months.
So that is the plan currently?
That is the plan.
To open another shelter this fall?
Right. We are currently looking to purchase a building to accommodate those needs.
In the previous shelters, you'd rented space?
We did. We did from Central Civico.
Okay. And again, there's a lot of space in Amsterdam, as there are in most cities, places
yeah.
you could rent. But on the other hand, unfortunately, a lot of the, I suppose, that's maybe it's why it was good to rent it from Central Civico. They probably kept the building up to code, or maybe it was near that or something.
Absolutely.
Like that. Yeah. Now, your organization, though, is in Albany. But
it is.
You operate other shelters, or you're involved in them?
Yes. We have a 30-bed shelter licensed by the state for adults over the age of 18, both men and women. We also have a drop-in center. We've built some housing, permanent housing for homeless individuals with disabilities. We have youth programs. We have, a myriad of programs in Albany, but the shelter certainly is the foundation for all those other programs.
So I'm glad you specified at the end. So all of that, the other projects are in Albany. I mean, you're not in other cities?
No, like Troy, no. No, we were called, actually, Al Thoreau had gotten my name from somebody, and he's the one who called out saying they just didn't have anybody with the experience of running a homeless shelter out in that area. He had heard that we have a good shelter and we run a good program, so really called me out there just for, I guess, my expertise at that point, and that's how this all started evolving.
I really think that the ability of the Amsterdam area to have a homeless shelter the past couple of winters was a real positive development, or something that I didn't really think was going to happen, because there was a real opposition to an idea like this. The idea being that I think in part because we up here in Amsterdam are sort of in the capital district but a step apart. The idea was, well, if we have a homeless shelter, people are just going to be moving here.
Yeah,
well, you laugh, but that's what people believe.
They do.
And
I'm laughing because I've heard this
many times.
Numerous occasions, yes.
But what you're saying, and then I think really the turning point, and I try to credit him every time he's on, one of the local aldermen, Joseph Isabel, but, you know, very, not to, you know, throw all conservatives or something under the bus, but a conservative gentleman, all of a sudden he raised the hue and the cry about the homeless because he saw it. You know, he saw the people and so forth, and I think once he jumped on board, that made it possible for other city officials to say, well, yes, this is something we can consider. I mean, not that they're, you know, necessarily putting up money to support it, or maybe they have, I'm not really sure, but at least it didn't get shouted down.
I agree, and it was so important. We had to go to zoning, and though we had some zoning issues at the first building we were looking at, it never became really apparent to me that people in the city just didn't want a shelter. They wanted it, you know, in a neighborhood that they felt worked for their city, and that was fine with me, but I really felt the support of the community was really what made this successful. We had literally, for all the months we were open, every single day, a meal was donated.
I mean, people here can be very generous. And again, not to just pick on Amsterdam for, you know, maybe having opposition to this, and you would know this much better than I, but years ago now, I worked in downtown Albany. And I remember, and I'm trying to think, wasn't it called the City Mission?
Yes.
That was there, and mayor, and the what I heard, maybe this wasn't necessarily true, maybe you don't want to be critical of the mayor, but what I heard was that Mayor Jennings just didn't want that there anymore, you know, that shelter that was in this area that he wanted to develop for offices and such.
Well, I can't speak to that. I wasn't around then. Okay. But the City Mission still stands and serves a tremendous role in the city. We serve a different role. So I think there's such a need in Albany for everybody has a niche. Our niche really is to get people back on their feet, to provide case management and structure and an environment that people can actually get themselves together and get back on their feet and become productive members of the community. That really is what we pride ourselves on, and we do it quite well. Our shelter alone sees over 400 people a year.
Where is your shelter?
Our shelter is on 176 Sheridan Ave in Albany. So it's near the downtown corridor, near Pearl Street in Arbor Hill.
Sure. Now, here in Amsterdam, there is a local committee, and pardon my ignorance, I think I should know, it's the Amsterdam Homeless Committee or something like that?
Yeah. It's just it is a group of people who got together just out of concern for the need and have stayed together, which is really what drove me and made me feel that this really could happen because of their support, through various agencies throughout the city. Certainly St. Mary's Hospital and Catholic Charities and United Way and Liberty and some people from some organizations and churches. Have really been the backbone to this whole thing. I absolutely could not have done it without them and their support and their time and their energy. They all have jobs, but this became everybody's passion.
Now, eventually, will your organization, you know, based in Albany, back out of this? And this will
No. I think that we will always continue to, you know, there's many agencies that have shelters and or organizations in many, many cities. It wasn't our goal to go to Amsterdam, but it is our goal to help people where they need help. So we are, you know, absolutely in this and looking at the long term, hence the reason we're looking to buy a property and not rent again. I really feel that it's important to have a place where people understand and they know that this is the shelter and this is where I go. I have to also mention that the Department of Social Services has been like our best friend through this whole thing, and very involved and very supportive for us also. So without them, it really wouldn't have been possible because we made arrangements so that people get referred through their agency to our shelter.
And when I first talked to you about saying that we were going to encourage donations to Interfaith Partnership for the Homeless, and I have the address here, and we posted it on our website and so on, but what you do is if you write the checks, just so the funds are earmarked for Amsterdam, you put in the
memo section.
Yeah, the memo section, Amsterdam shelter.
Yes, and then we have a separate whole budget just for Amsterdam. The monies are not mixed. Whereas in Albany, all of our programs are kind of in one big, you know, they're certain monies that are delegated for certain things, but for Amsterdam, we have a separate budget. So every penny that people donate goes absolutely into that pot.
Interfaith Partnership for the Homeless, at 176 Sheridan Avenue in Albany, 12210. Well, Janine Robitaille, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Bob. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.